Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome to the program. Here we go again. Tuesday edition, if you happen to be watching and listening live, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. So the first hour of Tuesday is always being a pretty crowded hour. Try to get to the topic. Actually, we probably won't get to the main topic at hand. If you listened to the second hour yesterday, you know we had mentioned today's topic had to do with buying real estate in an IRA. And we will get to that probably in the second hour. Going to do a few emails here in just a moment. We'll be talking with Gene Pastula, who's become sort of our Tuesday regular here on the program, Professor Plum. We can't get rid of the guy. I shouldn't say that, because I invite him every week.
It's hard to get rid of some of you invite.
I think what he's saying is he can't get rid of us, but he will be in here in about 15 minutes. And one of the things that we like to do is sort of combine different tools of retirement. You can call them products, whatever you want, and show you how they could work inside of a retirement plan. And, of course, Gene's his fort, his strength, his very reason for his existence has to do with insurance.
His very business reason.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I suspect it could be his personal reason, too. I don't know. This is how long this guy's been doing it. Anyway, he's going to be talking about using insurance, I suspect life insurance, as a sort of retirement plan, or at least as part of your retirement plan. And hey, we recommend that.
At times.
In certain times, we recommend it. Now, it depends on how you've set up the rest of your portfolio. And I don't think we would recommend necessarily having insurance as your first stop of your retirement nest egg. Am I correct?
So far.
Okay. Well, am I headed in the wrong direction?
No, it's, you know, there are other things to do first. But
yes.
Insurance for many people, especially young families, is an important issue, but it's generally term insurance. Cash value accumulation policies can work for retirement as it fits into your particular individual strategy. Not everybody works that way. Then again, not everybody should do, you know,
right,
Roth IRAs. Not everybody can do Roth
exactly.
IRAs.
Exactly. So when we're talking about insurance as part of your retirement plan, we're not talking about term insurance, because young families should have that regardless of, you know, whether or not they've maxed out their 401ks or anything like that. I don't think you would suggest a young family, you know, who's got, you know, maybe one income, of one parent staying at home taking care of the kids and the other one bringing in all the income, that you would say, put off life insurance until you out your 401k. No, that's not what we're talking about.
And term insurance for that person probably very inexpensive.
Absolutely. I would assume so.
And important.
And hugely important, because if such time happens as that income goes away, you don't want to be left with nothing. It's that common insurance pitch.
If you can afford what you have, you don't have enough?
Well, no, I haven't heard that one. Well, maybe I have. No, it's you know, what would you do if you were out of the picture, and they draw a big X over the, you know,
I remember the movie Tommy Boy when he's crashing the cars.
And this is what would happen, exactly. But there's truth to that.
Yeah, it's so probably not even likely that it happens to you, but what happens if you're the one? And it does happen to enough people that you got to wonder.
Sure, exactly. So anyway, we will talk to Gene about the other side of that, which is more the cash value.
Yeah, the hopes that you live.
Right. Well, because what you're doing is, you've we're assuming you've planned for your demise.
Right.
But now you need to plan for the other side, because you're going to do one or the other.
You're either going to live or not.
Right. You've taken the not side, and you plan for that. Now let's take the side that assumes you're going to live for a long time. So that's coming up, and we'll do that for this. We could talk a long time about that. We will give you the highlights with Gene Pastula coming up here in about 15 minutes. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to be talking about other things. Next hour, we'll get into the idea, if we have time, about putting real estate inside of your IRA. That has in the past gotten a lot of attention. Not as much lately. Certainly, maybe not since people's IRAs were devastated after 2008. But it's making a little bit of a comeback. So we'll talk about that. Emails, yeah, email us. We'll get to those in just a couple of seconds here. You can do so at our website, wealthed.com. You can also give us a call right now because lines are open. We got about 5 or 6 minutes before we have to take a break and talk to Gene. So if you want to call, fine. Lines are open. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. And you can also speak with Professor Plum, Gene Pastula, or any of the folks. I'd like to give you this number off the air because you may want to talk personally with them. And I would suggest that you do so, especially when it comes down to things like your retirement. This is what they specialize in. At Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. It's the off-air number set up specifically for you folks watching and listening to this program. 800-644-1150, off the air. Talk to Professor Plum, get into the details, or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. They'll be happy to help you out. And go over your situation. It's your retirement. It's your money. You want to hang on to it and make it last. 800-644-1150. Okay, let's get to a couple emails here, because again, we're bringing in Gene in just about 10 minutes. We don't really have time to get into the topics. Maybe a quick question from Randall in Gilbert, Arizona, who says, I will turn 65 in December. Do I need to sign up for Medicare if I'm covered under my wife's health insurance?
Well, the question is, do you need to sign up for it to avoid the penalty for signing up late? Now, you're covered under your wife's health insurance. Is she still working? If it's current employment health coverage, group health coverage through her employer, then you don't have your initial enrollment yet. Your initial enrollment will be when she loses that coverage or she stops working. But if she is covered under a retiree health coverage, or it's her own individual coverage, not group health coverage, then there's no deferral of the penalty for signing up late. So as long as you're covered by either your own current employment health coverage or your spouse's current employment health coverage, group health coverage through her employer, group health coverage through your current employer, which you don't have one, so it'd have to be hers, then we can postpone taking Medicare Part B or C or D until such time as we lose that coverage or we quit working. But if you do not have current employment health coverage, or you're not covered under spousal current employment health coverage, then if you sign up later than the initial enrollment, right around age 65, you will be penalized. You'll be penalized 10% for every enrollment that you miss. So we don't want, a lot of people will defer taking their benefit until 70. They're covered under retiree health coverage. They're covered, and so they think they don't have to sign up yet. Or they don't. They just don't even think about it. And they sign up at 70. We had this call a couple years ago.
Because they're taking their Social Security then.
Then they sign up for their Social Security, and all of a sudden they realize, well, they're going to sign up for Medicare at the same time. And they get a fairly rude awakening. We complain about the $120, $130 a month Part B premium. Add 50% to that if you sign up at age 70 and you weren't eligible for one of the exemptions from the penalty. For the rest of your life, that penalty is 10% of the current premium that you would otherwise normally pay forever. They want you to sign up at 65 unless you qualify for the exemption. The exception exemption being you're covered under current employment health coverage.
Now, you say current. Yeah, this is the important thing, because, and you just said it, but I want to make sure people understand this. There are some folks who retire, and part of their retirement package includes some form of extended health insurance coverage by their employer, a former employer in this case. And that, maybe they're paying for, some sort of private insurance, something like that.
Well, we had the call on that where somebody who was working after age 65, and they had, their employer was giving them money every month so they could go out and buy their own
Personal,
they're reimbursing their premiums for their own personal coverage. Then they signed up for Medicare later, and they found out that that didn't qualify for the exemption or the exclusion from the penalty because it has to be a group coverage, not individual coverage. And the fact that the employer was paying the premiums didn't matter because it was individual coverage. It has to be your employer's group plan that you're covered under with your current employment or your spouse's current employment to avoid the penalty.
Yeah, and as you said, the penalty, it's really, you said 50% by the time
you're 70.
Well,
that was 5 years.
But it's 10% per year for every year that you
don't sign up. For every enrollment
that
you miss.
Yeah.
You know, your first enrollment, generally, is the 3 months before you turn 65, the month that you turn 65, and 3 months after you turn 65. There's a seven-month initial enrollment.
Plenty of time.
Unless you are covered by current employment health coverage, then you have a different initial enrollment. But if you don't sign up during that first initial enrollment, and then you want to sign up, you have to wait for the next open enrollment. Each enrollment that you miss, and then you later come back into it and say, well, I do want it now, is an increase of 10%.
In the premium.
In the premium that you would otherwise pay. And then so you miss one, it's 110%, and you come in at the next open enrollment, 110% of whatever the premium is. The premium's like $130 a month right now. So you'd end up paying $143.
Yeah,
each enrollment you miss, and then if you decide to come in and open it up, 10% for each one.
And because the premiums, at least right now, tend to increase every single year, the amount of money that you're paying as a penalty actually goes up.
Yeah, I don't know how many years we have not had a COLA increase on the premium. There's been three or four with the benefit itself, but I think Medicare goes up pretty much every year.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you when it hasn't. All right, taking a break. We're going to come back, talk with Gene Pastula. More retirement advice just ahead. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, 877-PLANNER. Coming right back with more.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy: your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now, 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program. Online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV. On your time.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Well, this works. You got a little Frankenstein here, and I was just talking to Gene Pasculoff here, and I said, I picture you, Gene, sitting in your laboratory at home, or your castle, or wherever you live. And you're coming up with a whole bunch of different formulas for new insurance products and ideas.
And you're equating me to Frankenstein?
No, but they kind of, it's sort of like
first
working on a Frankenstein
insurance
product.
And now you're talking about.
Are we still on
creating a monster?
No, that really hurt.
You know, that was like a month and a half ago where Plum and I both said, you can stick it to the insurance company by buying a policy and then
on the other side. Depending upon which policy we're buying.
And then on the other side, you can stick it to them by living to 150. And
on the lifetime
pay
income
you
ones.
On the lifetime income. Gene didn't like that.
and what his comment was, it wasn't sure somebody's making money either way.
Yeah.
They're okay. Yeah. Don't worry about
that's
the insurance company.
That's what you want to have happen, because if they don't, they're making long-term promises that you're counting on them keeping. So, you know, trying to stick it to the company, and I know you were just kidding,
well, that's the result of it.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and that's not good. That's, you pick a good company with a quality product, well-priced, with a person who's, really knowledgeable in that sort of thing.
Wow, look at this guy. He's adjusting the lapels. That's
that
what you heard.
You're pretty limber for a guy your age, being able to pat yourself on the back like that.
Well, you got to be confident.
I'm the only guy in this room that's going to do it.
You got to be confident. So here's the thing now. Mm-hmm. Life insurance, it's not just for breakfast anymore. I mean, the whole idea is that, we were talking about this before, Professor Plum and I. If you have a young family, somebody who's, maybe one breadwinner, the other spouse stays home, takes care of the kids, you got one income coming in. Life insurance should be right near the top of that person's wish list. Because if something happens, obviously, that's okay.
And it may not be a wish, but it's on the top of their priority list.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. So
you can buy it so cheap.
You can get it cheaply.
Just watch TV for a while, and they'll tell you they can get it for $15 a month or something. Yeah.
Right.
Like
so that's how you get covered in the event that you don't live. Okay,
this is true.
And it can happen. Not all that likely, but it has happened, and it can. Mm. Now, the other side of it is, what if you do live? What if you live a long time? There is a way to incorporate life insurance in a way that could sort of be the reverse of that, covering yourself in the event that you do live a long time.
Yeah, in fact, what's happened is that, especially in the last 20, 25 years, the insurance companies have developed their products with the specific idea of accumulation for retirement and payout in retirement in mind. When I started in the business a long time ago, that was just sort of another application of their basic insurance, product. And it was tough to tell people that that's what they should get for their retirement. I mean, if you were a salesman, a legitimate salesman.
If you were doing what was right for the
that's
client.
Right. That's it. That's
if
right.
you were just a flat-out salesman, that's you'd right. sell anything.
That's See, that's true. Why Plum and I were just looking at each other, because we've seen that. We've seen, I'm sure
of
you
course.
Have,
well,
too.
Well, I think of we course. Ended yes. up buying it when we were 22.
Sure. Well, I did. He's
if
made,
you
he's
live, if you
to
die,
me.
If you quit. I
did,
mean, that
too.
Was the thing.
We both did that when we were in our early 20s.
Exactly.
Mistake.
Exactly, sure. But today, first of all, the insurance industry has developed a really unique way of developing interest rates or interest payments to the policies that are really innovative, get the opportunity to have a very competitive, respectable rate of growth inside an insurance policy, because they're able to connect it in their portfolio to the performance of the stock market. And so what happens is that when the market is good, when it's going up and doing well, the interest rate that they're able to apply to these insurance contracts is increased, and it's better than just what you would typically expect in a savings type of a secure savings type of a instrument, which is what obviously the insurance companies purport it to be.
Well, for years it was explained to me that a whole life policy, the internal dividend would be equivalent to something like a long-term bond portfolio. And a universal life policy would be more akin to a short to intermediate term rate of return, a crediting rate within it. Mm-hmm. And so in today's world, back in the 80s when the interest rates were really high, that made a little bit more sense. Mm-hmm. But today with interest rates, John and I were looking at the 10-year treasury at 2.25%. Yeah. That there's just no, there's no,
yeah,
that,
exactly.
that doesn't, that barely,
you're no there, there.
That barely covers the cost of the insurance.
Exactly.
And so the newer policies being able to hopefully credit higher.
Yes, and with the universal life chassis that was developed about 25 years ago or started to become popular about 25, 30 years ago, you can now configure the insurance policy so that the money that the investor puts in, the client puts into it, is more geared to accumulating in cash value versus providing a huge death benefit.
Supporting.
Or for a young person, you can set it up initially to provide the huge death benefit that you want to cover your premature death and for your family. But then as time goes on, you can change that and reduce it down substantially so the money you're putting in is not used to support that death benefit, but to actually accumulate money for yourself at a rate of return that's
Well, and unlike the index annuities, mm-hmm. where the cap rates are threes, fours right now.
Mm-hmm. Four to five, yeah.
The cap rates on the index life tend to be significantly higher, double digits.
Yeah, they're 11 and 12 and up there. So that means that when you put a premium into one of these, a premium payment or a deposit into one of these insurance contracts, the amount that's in the cash value now is going to be increased with interest at a rate of return that's equivalent to the S&P increase in that particular year, subject to a maximum of 11%, let's say.
Or whatever the cap.
Whatever the cap is. But that's typically where the caps are, 10 to 12 and 13%, depending on the carrier.
And it doesn't have to be just the S&P. There are multiple indexes available in different those are the things
but
you have to look at.
That's really hairy. I mean, that starts to get to place where you think you know which is the best place to put it.
And by the way, it's not actually, your money's not actually invested in the market.
No.
It is simply a reflection of what that index happens to do.
And now I have some clients that have had these policies for 12, 14 years now, starting with the original ones. And I look at their performance, and it's impressive. You know, I mean, the other part is that when the market goes down like it did in 2008-09, it doesn't have any effect on your balance. It just you don't get any interest that year.
But you don't lose any.
But you don't lose any, right. So when you start matching the curve, the yield curve or the growth curve of the cash value in one of these things against just an interest rate, or excuse me, a market rate, S&P increases and what have you, what you find is that when the S&P is going like this, this is going up and then maybe level for a year, then up again and level for a year. And
so what you're seeing is a lack of the volatility. We've got to take a break and we'll come back with more. Gene will explain in concrete detail what he's talking about.
Always got to take a break when I'm on a roll.
Well, that's just it. Buddy yourself and slip on out of here. We'll be back in just a moment.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Sure, you're good at what you do. But if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra every month. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Market strategy investing, and of course, part of your strategy may include something like life insurance, which is why we have the experts. Expert by virtue of having been in the. How long you been? You started what around Coolidge administration, Harding, one of those.
I don't remember who was. 1970.
Right. Lincoln.
1967. Yep.
That's when you started this whole thing. So you had a
I started my thing. Actually, you know, I'm a strange duck. I really like these things. I understand them. And,
well, you would hope so. So,
and over the years, I've seen them work, and that's the beautiful part.
Well, that's it. Now, before the break, we were talking about incorporating this life insurance, certain products into your retirement portfolio. Let's get specific and talk about what it is that we're looking at.
And the reason I bring this up is because I've run across a lot of people lately, or a number of people lately that I've come to, you know, just know and like and what have you, because we've moved to a new neighborhood and we have the pool guys and the yard keepers and the small shop guys and what have you that, you know, that don't have a big bunches of money that they can use for their retirement and go take to a financial planner who's going to move all this around and what have you. And so what they need is a plan that they can put money into on a regular basis and then accumulate that efficiently to be used effectively for retirement. And the insurance contract that's designed this way allows the individual to deposit the money into an insurance contract. Let's say it's $500 a month or $250 a month or what have you, that the individual is capable of setting aside if he thinks that there's a good reason for it and a good value there. That money goes into one of these contracts and will earn interest rates up to a level where the S&P hits, say, 11%.
It's capped somewhere.
That, so it would. So if it hit 18% that year, it would be 11 still in the thing. But when the S&P goes down, there's no effect. It just stays level. Okay, that money earns interest and it buys an element of insurance that it probably needs, you know, or could certainly feel comfortable using. And the rest of it accumulates without tax in his portfolio. Hmm. Now, he can compare that to, in many ways, to a Roth IRA, which has ability to accumulate tax-free over time. The difference here is that in the one case with the insurance contract, A, there's no government maximums that the individual can put in, so wealthy people do it with huge amounts of money.
Yeah, and this is probably designed for people with, at least it's designed to work better maybe.
Actually, it's designed for every man because it goes at all levels. And the reason I brought it up today is because we always talk about the people with huge amounts of money when we're sitting here, you know, we're talking about transferring $100,000 into a
long-term benefit.
Sure, I got 100 grand sitting around here doing nothing.
$250,000 in annuities. Yeah. But what about the guy who's got, you know, who's basically supporting a family, growing and what have you, and he's got $200 or $300 that he can set aside, you know?
Per month or just for the year?
Either, well, $200 a month.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I want to make sure somebody knows what we're talking about.
Real calculation.
Sometimes when we say $200-$300, people just automatically throw $1,000 on it.
Yeah,
so let's
right.
just say $200-$300 a month. So $3,000 a year.
Yeah, $3,000 a year. You know, that isn't going to impress the the guy at Merrill Lynch.
Okay.
You know. So anyway, but it's a plan where he can put the money in there, accumulate it over time. I did one for my daughter about a year and a half ago and set it up. She's putting $5,000 a year in, you know, and she'll put that in for the next 30 years each year. But when she comes out the other side, if she gets even a modest return on it, I did it at like 7 or 7.25%. It's projected out to do over $70,000 a year in income for her, tax free. Now she's younger and she's putting it over a 30-year period of time. But the point is that these contracts can really appreciate the cash that you put in it if it's designed properly, on a very efficient basis. A very respectable rate of return, and turn it into a tax-free income in retirement that you can set up to last as long as you do. And then ultimately, whatever you haven't withdrawn from that in your retirement will end up going to your heirs also tax-free, just like a Roth IRA does. So when you set them side by side, it's, you know, and then you add the benefits of the insurance, it's a very compelling story, and it's a plan versus a Roth, which is just an account that you're putting money in, hoping will grow.
And I'm going to take the other side of that.
I knew you would.
I'm going to take the Roth IRA.
Yeah.
I think over 30 years, I can, I may or may not need the insurance for the entire 30 years. Mm-hmm. We can debate that. There is a drag on the insurance component within the insurance, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's a cost to that insurance.
Right.
There's a cost to put the money in.
There's the volatility.
But I'm going to use, when I'm starting off at a year early age, I want that volatility. Yes, it's going to go down, but I'm also buying in. I understand, and I don't have any caps. Mm-hmm. I think that over a 30-year period of time, I don't need a huge plan. I was talking with another advisor about this what does a younger individual do? We were talking about it with the Department of Labor, mm-hmm. and how companies are now saying we can't work with these younger people because there's not enough value in it to pay the fees, and they're charging them, $1,000 for a plan. And somebody who's 25, 30, 35 years old may not even need a plan. They just need to save. And whether it's saving in the insurance, that I think those work well for somebody who's a little more on the conservative side. But I think over a true like an S&P index fund or a diversified portfolio and a Roth IRA coupled with a term policy will do better.
Yes.
Over 30 years.
You can take any kind of a financial strategy and find an alternative financial strategy right. that you can position to work better. The interesting thing is that, and I mentioned just earlier this segment that I've seen the results of these things for a long, long
right.
time. The people who do it, I've also seen the results of people who set up a Roth at some point in time and then they didn't do it. They stopped or whatever. They got a little tight on the money and it didn't. They didn't do it this year, and then they maybe didn't do it the second year and all the rest. If the difference is that there's, in the one case, the Roth is a place you can put money to grow tax-free and receive tax-free at the other end, mm-hmm. case closed. In the insurance contract, you have a plan set up with an institution who will remind you every year or every month or deduct it every month from your account and provide benefits to you that you don't have there. For example, in the early years of one of these things, an equal amount of money going into a Roth or to an insurance-based contract will give a huge amount of money relative to the other. The insurance will if the individual dies early.
Because of the insurance, the life insurance
is attached to it. He doesn't have to buy necessarily all the insurance.
He's buying insurance in either case when I was
talking
about. That's
right, it's all incorporated in. But when you look at it all the way down the line, it's, and the volatility is a factor. The volatility is the lack of volatility in an index-based strategy that the insurance contracts have can show a real advantage in many, many cases. Now, you know, at the end of 40 years, and now you're taking money out, both of them are going to have a lot of money in, and they're both going to have a lot of income available to them.
Tax-free.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference at the other end? Who knows? Because you never know what the other one would have done. All right? So, you know, you can go down that road and get into the weeds and say, you know what? You can come out with 5% per year better deal if you just go with the Roth IRA. And I'm saying that I've watched this for 40 some years, and I've watched all kinds of plans where we'll buy the insurance over here, we'll put this into the fund or whatever, and it doesn't work.
Well, I've seen it work, and I've seen it not work.
Right.
But I've also seen the insurance work,
exactly.
And I've seen the insurance not work. Where
That's
you
right.
talked about somebody getting tight on their budget, mm-hmm. and they don't make the contribution to the Roth IRA. Well, when they're tight on their budget, they stop putting money into the... One of the benefits of universal life is the flexibility within the universal mm-hmm. life. One of the disadvantages of any flexibility
is
your ability to screw it up.
Right.
And they stop doing that. And with a Roth IRA, if you stop contributing to it, you know, the fees are so much lower. And if you stop doing it when you're 30 years into it, not a big deal. You stop doing it 2 years into it, you have a problem with the life insurance. I'm not poo-pooing the idea of doing life insurance. But I just, my opinion, yep. and we have difference of
sure,
opinion, which is
exactly.
fine. And I like the insurance for the more conservative person, but I like the Roth IRA with the term policy on the side for
Gene,
most people.
Gene, somebody wants to get in touch with you to talk about this stuff and get into those details. Give them the number.
800-238-8144.
Or the website? Whatever it is. Call us here. I just threw that at you. Gene Pastula, Jack of all trades, coming right back with more. Don't go away.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570,
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. We'll take your calls here. I know we've got some people on hold, so we'll get to the calls right away. We also have perhaps further discussion on maybe next hour. There's so much to talk about. But the idea of the that we were just speaking about with Gene Pastula, certain life insurance products as part of your retirement portfolio, which can work great. It can work great in many situations. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. And if you need more information, you can get. I asked Gene. I joked. I didn't mean to throw out his ask him for his website because
they're redoing his website right now.
Right. So it's. But I will tell you this: if you want to get in touch and talk about it, it's Safe Money Monitor, like a hall monitor.
Yeah.
Or the lizard, or whatever you want to call it. Is it a lizard?
A monitor lizard. Yes.
Okay. All right. It's a reptile of some kind. Anyway. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. All right, 877-PLANNER, a whole lot more to talk about. We'll get to some of this stuff on real estate and IRAs when we come back in the new hour. Let's get back to the phone lines. AJ in Houston, Texas. Thanks for hanging on, AJ. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a question for you guys. And my situation is that I have two IRAs. One is a non-deductible IRA, which has a balance of about $24,000, of which $22,000 is the contribution. And the second IRA that I have is a rollover from a 401k, and that has a balance of about $38,000. Now, my question is, or I have two questions. One is that if I convert these two IRAs into a Roth IRA, then I'm assuming I have to convert both of them and pay taxes on those two. Otherwise, the government does some kind of a proportional conversion or something like that, that, hey, you only converted so much.
Well, actually,
so they will only allow...
It doesn't matter which Roth IRA you convert. Let's say you wanted to convert $10,000, and you converted $10,000 of the rollover IRA to a Roth IRA.
Okay.
They're still going to do the proration. They don't see the accounts. They see value. What's the current? What's the total value? And they'll look at it as of the end of the year plus whatever you converted. Right now, the total value of your IRAs is $62,000, I guess, give or take, right?
Okay.
Of both of your IRAs together, 24 and 38, $62,000. 22 of that IRA value is after-tax money. So 22 out of 62, 35% of your IRA world is after-tax money. Okay. Regardless of whether you convert money from the first one you described or the second one you described, 35% of the money that goes over to the Roth IRA will be after-tax money, and 65% of it will be taxable. There's going to be a proration as long as you have both types of money in any of your IRAs. And they don't look at accounts. They look at what is the total value of all of your IRAs? What is the basis in all of your IRAs, basis being the after-tax amount. What is that percentage? And they're going to apply that percentage to the conversion.
And this will be true even if I convert 100% of both.
Right, if you convert 100%. If you take the entire $62,000 over, $22,000 of the after-tax money obviously goes over as well. So you're only going to pay tax on the pre-tax portion anyway. So 65% of the total conversion amount, 100% of your IRAs, would be taxable, and the other portion equal to the $22,000 is not taxable. Now tell me this, do you have a current 401k or a retirement plan at your employer?
I do.
Will they accept a transfer of IRA money into the 401k?
They don't.
Oh, that's no fun.
You had an idea, didn't you, Professor Plum?
It wasn't a good one because they won't take it in. But
well, because there's a way to separate the two, and that involves using your company's 401k.
If the company would have accepted a transfer in, he could have taken the $40,000 combined total between the two plans of pre-tax money and rolled it into his 401k. Now when we look at his IRAs, what's
nothing
the total value of the IRA? $22,000. What's the total value of the after-tax contributions?
$22,000.
100%. When he does the conversion, 100% is after-tax money. But that's only if he could have converted.
There's no way to separate the pre and the post-tax without doing that.
Unfortunately, you have pre and post-tax money in your IRA. Any conversion, any distribution, any time in the rest of your life or your inherited beneficiary's life, or the inherited beneficiary is still in existence, is going to be pro rata.
So the only way to avoid that was if my employer would have accepted the money from the pre-tax money into the 401k.
Yes.
And so you wouldn't advise on the conversion at this point of time.
Well, I mean, how much is your household income right now?
It's a lot over than the limit. It's about $350,000 to $400,000.
Okay, so there is no limit on conversions. There's only limits on net contributions, and this would be a conversion. I'm not really thrilled about converting and paying tax on $40,000 right now at what is probably the highest tax bracket you're going to be in during your lifetime. It's probably higher today at $300,000 plus of income than it will be in retirement, unless you've got millions of dollars in tax-deferred accounts or huge pensions. Do you have huge pensions expected in retirement?
No.
Do you have... how old are you?
I'm 42.
Do you have millions of dollars in your 401ks and other things already?
Not in the 401k. The bulk of my money goes into the brokerage account because...
The personal
there
account.
There are limits. Personal, yes.
Yeah, so you were not going to have a huge taxable income in retirement, at least from what I'm hearing so far. So that I don't really like paying taxes today at what would be a 33% income tax bracket, most likely, when I can probably take it out of my IRA when I retire at a 15 or 25% bracket. So I'm not real thrilled about converting taxable monies. I would convert the after-tax if I could do it by itself, but I can't unless I can move that pre-tax money over to a 401k, some kind of retirement plan at work that's non-IRA based.
Yeah. Hey, AJ, I got to take a break here for the top of the hour. If you want to talk more about this, hold on, and we can discuss it. It's a question of taxes, Professor Plum. Are you going to pay
cost benefit?
That's it. Now you could just do it and pay the taxes and be done with it, but at what cost? So At that level of income, the taxes are pretty high. Maybe wait, although he's 42, got some time before he retires, I assume. Okay, we've got to take a break. We're going to come back with more. If you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum, any Lucia Capital Group advisor about all this planning stuff, it's great. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. All right, coming back, another hour just ahead. Stick around.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.